duking down with you in Studio 4, First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday today. And joining us live over the phone this morning is Ranger football coach Bart Jernigan this morning. Coach Jernigan, good morning. How's Kemmer today?
Good morning. It's beautiful out here today. Hopefully the Northern Valley looks good too. But yeah, things are good. Looking good this morning.
Well, we're glad that you could join us here for a few minutes and talk some football because, dadgummit, it is starting on Monday. Give us kind of an idea of what a football coach does in the day or the weeks and days leading up to another fall practice start.
Yeah, so the last couple of weeks for me, I guess we our last week before the dead period, which is the time that we can't have any kind of training or instruction with our athletes. We had our own team camp, similar to I know what Coach Young does up there with Star Valley, kind of a lock-in setup. So we did that and went through that. And then the week after, we did our little kids camp and our middle school camp. And then this last week, just been putting in, 12, 14-hour days at the office, trying to make sure that every detail is thought of and every box is checked to get ready for camp. And as I get older and going into the coaching year over year, I get a little bit better at anticipating the things that are needed, but it never ceases to amaze me the things that pop up that I didn't think about ahead of time. So,
well, if only you weren't working with teenagers, right? I mean, come on now. Nothing pops up, right, Coach? Come on now. No,
I think it's just human nature. So yeah. I'm lucky we got the kids we got. Happy with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as you go into fall camp, what does that schedule look like for you guys on Monday, Tuesday, those first few days of practice? What does that usually consist of?
Yeah, so it'll be two-a-days, a lot of two-a-days. We'll go 7 to noon, basically, with an hour break in between two sessions of practice. And we'll use that time to rest, relax, get in on maybe a little film study, but get off our feet a little bit. Try to get it all done by about noon so we can get kids out to their evenings. Our school schedule is super late this year, so we wanted to give them the ability to go work in the afternoons if they're able to. So that'll be what it'll look like for us. We'll be pretty busy and put in five hours of good work and send them on their way, and then put in another couple hours of work getting ready for the next day as a coaching staff.
Well, Coach Jernigan, let's take a look at the Rangers and what you got coming back from last year's team. It went 3-5, and we're right in the playoff race to the last week or so. Looking at what you got coming back for Kemmer, kind of talk to us about who's under center and who's in the backfield and some of your thoughts on your kids that are going to be taking all the snaps this year.
Yeah. So this year we've got quite a bit of talent returning. We have Cole Rogers, who will be kind of a running back or a wing in our offense, and he'll carry the ball quite a bit. He's a pretty big speed threat. He was the 2A champion in multiple races at last year's state track meet. So he's got some good speed to take to the house if we can lay the blocks for him. Taking snaps will probably be Sam Thatcher as our quarterback, and he's a young kid. He'll be a sophomore, but he's really put in the work and grown and progressed. He's a great athlete, got a good arm and got pretty good speed, and he's pretty darn shifty and fills the game incredibly well. Up front, we'll have a couple of returners. Abram Hartman will start at tackle for us. Coulter Krell will be starting at guard. Bo Jackman will start at center for us, and he's a returner, so we're hoping for good things there, where we've got a couple of returners up front. And then we've got Bryson McGill, who will be a wideout, and he's a kid who's got collegiate potential in terms of his athleticism and his frame, and I think he creates some matchup nightmares, especially at the 2A level, where maybe some teams try to hide their corners a little bit. So I think he's a kid that we can hopefully take advantage of his growth defensively. And on the other side, we got kids like Noah Parks, who will play a linebacker, and Heston McMillan, who will play a linebacker spot, and he'll do a really good job of coming downhill and hitting you in the teeth. He's pretty tough, tough, hard-nosed kid, and he's going to play a good brand of football that I think is going to be fun to watch this year, so I'm excited to see him go. And then a little bit of switch-up on the D-line or defensive front in terms of that this year. Jace Barton will play a big role for us. His older brother last year graduated for us, but he's going to play a big role up front and helping clog gaps and helping shut down the run game. So, those are a couple of names, and I hope I didn't miss anybody. But we've got a stable full of really good young kids that I think are going to have a good, great season this year.
Kemmerer High School football coach Bart Jernigan this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. You know, Coach, one thing we've talked about is how much of a numbers game high school football can be in building that depth. How are things looking like number-wise for you guys this year as you see how many kids you anticipate showing up on Monday?
Yeah, we'll be somewhere probably mid-20s. We lost a decent class last year and then have had a couple other circumstances, just, you know, move-ins, move-outs, a couple of kids just deciding some different paths and those type of things. So we'll be about 25 is our hopeful number and where we'll be at. And that's certainly enough to run a program. It's a little bit down from where we were last year, and definitely, you know, we'd like to see us continue to grow in that positive direction. But I'm confident that this is kind of a blip. This is a weird year, and there are a lot of strange circumstances around it, just with our school calendar and a couple other things that are playing into it. So, but we're looking for that number around 25.
Well, one of the other things that we always seem to be talking about is the competitive nature of the 2A West, and you got just so many teams contending and vying for the top spot, and you're one of those teams on you're climbing the ladder as well. Man, you just look at the number. There's only four spots to go to the playoffs, and it seems like it's going to be an absolute battle every week. Kind of talk to us about what you see coming back from some of these other teams within the 2A West.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be comfortable within the 2A West. It's just such a competitive setup in terms of week to week. And even if you had a good year last year, you can't feel like it's guaranteed, because there are some risers and teams that I think finished below us last year that are going to be talented in Pinedale and Lyman. And I think they're going to grow there. And so we're going to have to be ready to cope with that and to overcome that. But then beyond that, you've got kind of those traditional, top-heavy powers, teams like Lovell and Mountain View. Cokeville obviously made a great run to the state title game last year, which was incredible to watch them. They just made some great plays throughout the playoffs to get there. And they're going to be another tough out. Thing about Cokeville is they're never going to beat themselves. They're a team that I have a lot of respect for and what they do and how they do things. And then you've got a squad like Thermopolis, who is going to be a scary athletic. Usually Lovell is the scary athletic team in the conference, and I think Lovell will still be athletic, but I think that Thermopolis this year, with the stable of athletes that they got, is going to give them a run for their money in terms of being one of the most athletic teams in the conference. So you're absolutely right when you note that week in, week out, it's a dogfight, and you're going to have to come with your chin strap done up and ready for a battle, because qualifying from the playoffs out of the 2A West is not an easy task at all.
Well, and you jump right into it. The season starts again just 2 weeks from today. I assume you guys have that traditional 0 week scrimmage with Cokeville, and then what's after that?
Yeah, so we'll hit that 0 week with Cokeville, then we'll head over to Shoshone, and we'll lock horns with Moorcroft, which I think is going to be much improved this year. And then from there, we go ahead and get a trip up to Pinedale, which is going to be a good game, and then head over to Thermopolis, and that's kind of how the first half of our season works out. So a lot of things that really we've got to start right, and we've got to get off on the right foot, because it's important to establish that momentum going into late September and early October. We want to put ourselves in as good a position as possible by banking a couple of those early wins, and I think we'll have a really good idea of exactly who we are as a football team. I think there's a lot of potential, and I think we can do incredible things, but you got to do it out on the field, and I'm excited to see our boys get out there and make it happen.
Coach Jernigan, kind of tell us, let's say someone is new to the Kemmerer Rangers. What type of philosophy do you try and espouse with them as far as like a run first or a pass first? If you can have a perfect game, which obviously never happens, but if you could throw it out there and say, this is what we want every game, this is what we strive for, how would you explain that?
Yeah, so I guess our football philosophy is just to be good, hard-nosed, blue-collar football, doing the fundamentals right, you know, and being sound and blocking, tackling, and running, and ball security, taking care of the ball, and then being responsible on our gap responsibilities, which isn't, I know, a super sexy term, I guess, in terms of things. But, yeah, we aim to kind of mimic those life lessons or those things that we're looking to see out of our kids and put them in action on the football field. In terms of the kind of the sets you'll see, we run kind of a hybrid version of the gun tee offense, which has been a little bit of a growth and a change for us as a program. We still have our roots of the double wing in place, and we still run some of that stuff. I think just with the wind and the weather in Wyoming, you have to have an under center option. So that's our under center game. But we're a little bit more diverse offensively. This year, it's going to be fun to watch the defense and see some things happen. We're going to install a new 3-5 front, which is going to be pretty multiple in our ability to threaten offenses and force them into kind of making some plays that maybe they're not used to, and bringing some guys from angles that they're not used to seeing. And then special teams, we just want to be productive in taking away the possessions and the yardage. If we can steal some yards on our return game, and then if we can take away some possessions, that's our ultimate goal there on special teams.
Kemmer High School football coach Bart Jernigan's First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. And, of course, we'll have all the Kemmer Ranger football games live on the spur throughout the season. 2 weeks from today, 0 week, and then off to Moorcroft after that. Coach, thank you for your time. Wish you the best of luck.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks so much. Good luck, and go Rangers.
It's First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning on the SVI Radio Network.